Hey, it's the Moral Marriage Podcast, guys. Thank you so much for joining us today. Today's going to be a fun one, making their love language a weapon.
We're going to talk about why peace is so important in the home.
Stop trying to lead and make decisions all the time.
You should not be proud if you raised your voice and screamed at them.
No matter what.
I'm Cass.
And I'm Catherine. Why am I allowing him to do this in front of our children? Why am I allowing this to happen at all? You don't get to say whatever you want to a man and push him to the point where he snaps.
I might have been a really bad man the other day, but today I went out of my way to be a good man and she thanked me for it.
Is that you always want to act in the direction you want to go. So
he is just a paycheck. What about his needs?
We're Moral Marriage.
Let's flip divorce statistics with the new marriage.
But first, I just want to say thank you. Guys, we're getting like 3,500 to 5,000 downloads a week. You guys are loving the podcast. You are using the podcast. The messages coming in are phenomenal. Please do email if you have a topic you want us to discuss, cass@moralmarriage.com, and we'll get into it. But for now, let's go with this request. I was talking with one of Catherine's women in Catherine's program, and they were talking about how their love language was not being used in their relationship, meaning she didn't want to use her language. And the reason she didn't want to use her language because it was always going to be
taken to an extreme.
And so I wanted to bring this up because I think people often neglect each other's love language. There's a few things that we should talk about here. And then we'll get right to it. So I'll give you the instance, okay?
Can I just pipe in?
Yeah, please.
So this one specifically is about one particular love language. And if I think about all the five love languages, it's not necessarily true that each one of them could necessarily and is commonly used as a weapon. But this specific one, the reason that we're talking about it today is because it is used as a weapon regularly. It's a very common occurrence, not just with this couple that we're referencing.
Yes, and the other side of it, of the coin, is also that, you know, she basically, he is weaponizing it without realizing it. So this is going to be a different thought process than I think other people might have ever really thought of, or that I've heard anyways. So I took it like she's physical touch and wants to be hugged, cuddled, kissed.
But so let's give a little background on love languages really quick.
Yeah. Okay.
So,
Gary Chapman,
Dr. Gary Chapman developed a system to identify how you feel love. And there are five different ways that he has shown that people feel love. And it usually is a combination of all of them, but there you'll have a top one, top two, top three. It ranks them and it gives you a percentage where you fall for the love languages. Physical touch, quality time, words of affirmation, acts of service, and gifts. Okay. So physical touch is the one that we're going to talk about right now. So physical touch means physical touch. It means touching, cuddling, kissing, intimacy.
Catherine will sit on my lap and touch my face because I'm very much physical touch. And she does that when she says she's proud. She does that when she wants to reach me, when she wants to give gratitude, so that I hear the message more clearly.
Because the idea is that you will naturally love someone in your own love language. I'm a words of affirmation person, so I love with words. He's a physical touch person. I'm not a physical touch person, so I had to learn, and I'm still training myself every day. My leg is on his leg right now because he's physical touch. Otherwise, I'd be probably sitting 3 feet away. I just love being in the same room.
Oh, honey.
And I love doing the podcast because we get to
talk.
He's rubbing my leg because
I'm physical touch.
It's his love language.
But so, I'm giving her affirmation.
So he So he's giving me my affirmation, which I need, but naturally he's giving me his. So the one we want to talk about today is physical touch because it is one of the love languages. I would say it's the love language that is bastardized the most because sex is a physical act and sex falls within the love language of physical touch. So that's why we're going to talk about that today. Thank you for listening to my TED talk on the love languages. Gary Chapman, Dr. Gary Chapman, you can contact me for more.
Essentially, this woman, she's physical touch. So she wants the cuddle. She wants the kisses. She would probably like what I like, you know, the hand on the cheek saying that they're proud, like to hear the message more clearly. You know, this is everything, guys. Walking past each other in the hall, the hand squeeze. We always cuddle on the couch when we watch something. Okay. If you're this kind of person, you need that. Okay. That's how you communicate. So you actually want it back. That's right. What she pointed out when I put my hand on Catherine's leg, but because a lot of men will want sex and show their commitment, their love, their affection. It's how I connect with you, baby. You say, because I'm physical touch, you forget that if we don't do the other things, and it always has to lead to sex, now you are weaponizing physical touch. Okay, you're using it in a way that's harming your partner. If she doesn't want to twirl around and have a fun little dance, you know, if she doesn't want you to even squeeze her hand or put your hand on the shoulder when you're just trying to say I love you, because she thinks it has to go to sex, then you're pushing it too far. So this would be a lot like my rejection ladder, right? You've got to maintain all the lower rungs on the ladder, right? And if you're not, then you're going to start having these arguments. But you said you were physical touch. I don't understand. Why aren't you sure? Like, I'm not sure why the message is so hard to understand. What about you?
I think I do understand why the message is hard to understand. And it comes down to the difference between men and women.
Mm-hmm.
So if we look at this couple, she wants physical touch desperately, but she's afraid because every form of physical touch that she wants, he assumes is going to lead to the ultimate act of physical touch, physical intimacy. But she needs to connect, like what Cass said, lower rungs on the ladder. So I think the difference here is that men are more typically physical touch. I read that somewhere. I can't remember where.
Yeah, it's true.
But it's more common for men to have the top love language of physical touch. It's more common for women to have the words of affirmation is a really common one. All of them, actually. All of them, yeah. All of them except for physical touch are more common. So for this couple, she desperately wants the hugs and the cuddles, and he wants the physical touch too, but that's not even his highest love language. But men need and desire, in general, need and desire sex more than women do. It's a different, don't try to argue with me, you are wrong.
In general,
there are some women that need it more than some men, but in general, it is something that is built into us as humans.
Well, let's talk about this a little bit because, you know, if you know our story, I actually said to Catherine in the beginning, so I'm a 2 to 3 times a day kind of guy.
Are you down? 1 to 3, we have it recorded.
1 to 3, okay. Well, that's how my mind goes, guys. I confirm.
And wait. For those of you that are like, what does she mean they have it recorded? We have all of our text messages for the first 30 days of our relationship. We put it into a book. We have a book of text messages.
I think it's the first 30 days. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, so that's why it's recorded. So, I'm not making anything up over here.
So essentially, I confirmed my needs before the relationship really started. Okay. But then, of course, you know how bad it got and everything changed. But this is what I've learned, not only in my own journey, but with thousands of men. Every one of you, pretty much, again, a general statement, but every one of you thinks, oh, I have more needs than most men. Like, I'm highly active.
Every man says that. Thinks that. Like, yeah. And says that.
But here's the thing. What I've learned from my own journey and these men is simple. That when you have the quality of intimacy on every level, I'm talking about even your conversations. I'm talking about Catherine said she's happy to be in the same room. There's no awkwardness. Like, silence is now intimate. You have to understand there's so
much. I love that, honey.
Thank you.
Silence is intimate. It does take an intimate relationship to be comfortable with silence.
Not sweeping up the eggshells. You're not awkward. It's not uncomfortable. It's okay. And I'll tell you what, if you're one of the men that I'm working with, you are terrified of that silence. You feel like you have to fill the gap. That means she's who she's talking to on her phone. It's all these insecurities come over. What I'll tell you is this, when you figure this out, you know, you can go to our last episode when we had one of my clients and his wife on talking about ripping up the divorce papers. There's just so much more to the relationship, right? And when you have that, what happens? Like, it's not like we have sex every day.
Well, we do now.
I know, but things happen, guys.
Things happen. We're not like, yeah, every day, all the time. We go through ebbs and flows just like everybody else. Mm-hmm. But we are intentional about it. We love each other. We have passionate sex. We have scheduled sex. We have all kinds of different kinds of sex.
There's a ladder for that too. Mm-hmm. But my point is this, that you start to realize it's quality. And I was very, very proud. I had a man this week say something. He was like, you know, even if we're having less sex, the quality is better. And he's starting to notice that all these other gaps are coming in. And if he can start to meet her needs on this safe level of intimacy and physical touch, he's going to see that she's going to want more. She's going to feel connected. And so I think it's really important to understand this, guys. I hope you're getting a ton of value from this concept. Yeah, you agree?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, guys. If you are getting that value, please leave us a 5-star review and let's go disrupt divorce together. Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye.